Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Then Kyle Ardoin, Louisiana Secretary of State. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking the time with us. Tell me about early voting. First of all, I guess, in terms of what kind of results you're seeing?
Well, phenomenal, actually. The first day is an absolute record breaker in our state's history since we started early voting. We had over 89,000 people turn out to vote this past Saturday.
Phenomenal. I guess. And people that don't understand, you don't count any ballots for people that have voted early.
No. The results stay secure in the machines, and those aren't counted until election day by the board of each parish board of election supervisors.
So how does that stack up against, like, I guess, 2015 for the 2016 election?
Off the charts. It was, I think we had about 20-something thousand early votes back in 2015 on the first day, and now we're at 89,000. The first round of this year, we had just over 54,000. So, we just keep growing. It's phenomenal, and I'm really excited that the people are participating in early voting.
I guess it's more of a subjective than an objective question, because at this point you couldn't tell. But will you be able to tell at the end of it whether it's about people getting more ginned up about the race or just about early voting?
Well, I think from the stats that
race
I've been
is,
able to,
I should say, not race, Kyle.
Yeah. I think right now what we've seen is about a little over 8,000 new voters that did not vote in the first round voted on the first day of early voting. The rest of them were voters from the first round. And so I think it's people taking advantage of the of early voting and the convenience of it.
It really is. I'm going to tell you what. In terms of, and I early voted last week, I'm going to try to do it today. In terms of registering to vote, it is too late for this election.
That is correct. It's 30 days for paper applications before the election, and then 21 days for electronic. So those dates have been passed quite some time. Yeah.
So when it comes to, you can still register to vote. Here's what I'm trying to do, Kyle. I don't want people to think, to be excited about the election as they should be elections, and then be disappointed that they can't vote in this one. Well, you can still register, although you won't be eligible for this election for when you get all excited for next one. Make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. People can register anytime, day or night. They can register online at GoVote, GeauxVote.com. And all they need is their valid Louisiana driver's license, and they can be registered within a few hours. If they get an error message, then they just need to call the registrar or voter's office and see what may have caused that issue for their registration. But I urge everyone to continue to register. The presidential preference primary is going to be on April 4th. That's going to be upon us very soon. And I need to remind people that if they want to participate in that, then they need to update their party affiliation depending on the party that they want to participate in. But anyone who is currently registered, don't update yet. Wait till after the election, because if you update now, it could cause you to be kicked out and cause you some issues at the polling locations for this upcoming runoff for the gubernatorial and other races.
Let me take a break. We come back, I want to talk to you about that primary voting, because before you know it, man, I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be here. About independents.
Right.
Do independents get to vote in any of it? We'll find out when we come back, 8:20. It's time for traffic now on WWL. 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about early voting and the election in general with Kyle Ardoin, Louisiana Secretary of State. In terms of somebody trying to figure out where their polling place is, because when it comes to early voting, they're not always in the same place, are they, Kyle?
Yes, they are. The early voting always stays in the same places. We have the lakefront facility that's right off of,
it's not always, it's not the same place as you go to vote on Election Day, is it?
No, you're absolutely
correct. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah,
they're listed online at our on our website, govote.com, or on our, you can use our free app, the GoVote app. We'll tell you where to early vote as well, and it also has your polling location for Election Day, November 16th.
So in terms of election security, we hear so much about election tampering from other places. What can you say about the election security as it relates to the state of Louisiana, not just tampering from without, but tampering from within?
Well, we have multiple levels of checks and balances. Our staff works with each parish board of election supervisors, which is made up of five individuals, one appointed by the governor, one by the Republican Parish Executive Committee, one by the Democrats. One is the clerk of court or his or her designee, and the other is the registrar or his or her designee. And we check each machine in a public meeting prior to the election. When the election is over, the parish board comes back together and confirms all the numbers from the sign-in books, the numbers from the original counter on the machine. So there's a lifetime counter, there's an election counter, and multiple other levels that are all checked each time the machine is moved to or from the warehouse. All the numbers have to match, and so that's a good bit of our security. Plus, our machines are never touching the internet. Our programming never touches the internet. Every machine is checked on a regular basis and updated on a regular basis between elections.
So one person's hard-fought victory is another person's stolen election, right? Election tampering. So you understand what I'm saying, and I'm just wondering if there is any way the system can be beat, if there are any attempted interventions that you guys find that you've shut down already, and maybe you don't want to tell me exactly what they are, but have you found any attempts to interfere with the system, with the election, that have been turned away already?
The only things that we have found, one, is that, you know, we urge people with regards to social media. So we're watching social media along with our partners with the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the National Guard, et cetera, and making sure that disinformation is not being put out. And by that, I mean, you know, some outsiders may attempt to say Republicans vote on Monday and Democrats vote on Tuesday, which is obviously erroneous, or that the election date has been moved or that sort of thing. So we get those and we shut those down in cooperation with Facebook or Twitter or whatever the social media outlet may be that we have relationships with. The other thing is that, you know, we work very hard to make sure that our machines are secure at all times. We have run through a check with the National Guard and our Cyber Innovation Center up in North Louisiana, and we got an all clear. They were very impressed with our protocols that we utilize and the system that we're utilizing. One of the things that I was concerned with, and we handled very quickly, is that, you know, we updated our early voting machine. Our old early voting machines were run on a Windows 7 platform, which as of January will no longer be supported unless you buy a new contract with Microsoft. So all of our new ones are programmed on a Windows 10 more secure platform. And so we're very, very pleased with that.
Very quickly, because we're almost out of time, if you are registered as an independent for the presidential primary, are you just betwixt and between? You can't vote in either one?
It's going to be up to the individual parties. So the Democrats will be able to decide if the independents can participate in theirs, and the same with the Republicans. And that deadline for them to let us know is 7 days prior to qualifying. So we should know that by January 1st.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate your time. Kyle,
Thank
Udwin,
you.
Louisiana Secretary of State. Early voting's underway. We're going to talk to Clancy Dubose, get his take on the races and some of the initiatives that are on the different ballots when we come back. And we'll also entertain your questions if you text them to 870-870. Here we go, WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.